Well, it's much worse this year because we're only 10 months in the year of 2008, and already we have over 38,000 people who have tried to make the dangerous crossing by boat from northern Somalia to the coast of Yemen. In comparison, last year in 2007, you had only, if I may say, 29,500 people who made the same journey. In the first 10 months of this year, you have over 600 people who have been reported dead or missing. So far, last year, the death toll reached 1,400. So in a way, you know, you have less people who are dead or missing, but it's still a huge problem in the Gulf of Aden, and more people are trying to cross to Yemen.
And would you blame this on the continuing humanitarian crisis in Somalia?
One of the factors, but there are different factors also of lack of development in Ethiopia and Somalia. So people are crossing basically for different reasons, also for protection reasons, which basically push people to cross over to Yemen.
Are there many Ethiopians joining the Somalis and trying to cross the Gulf?
The groups who want to cross the Gulf of Aden are mixed, and usually it's mainly Somalis and Ethiopians. To give you an example, the latest incident we can report about took place on Sunday when a boat left northern Somalia to Yemen. There were 115 people on board, and 40 people, mainly Ethiopians, were forced to go into the sea in the deep water. As of today, only 12 bodies have been recovered.
Now, the latest incident shows just how tragic the crossing can be. Have there been similar incidents earlier this year where so many people have died at one time?
The latest incident showed that up to 40 people were forced to get off the boat. There were mainly Ethiopian people. The Somali people managed to remain in the boat. But basically what usually happens is that when the boats are in view of the Yemeni coast, smugglers start to blackmail the people, the passengers, and ask for more money. It happened many times in the past. So it's something which unfortunately is quite common.